Yes.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Oh, I just want to talk to you about what Kenny already probably talked to you about. Was that the United situation?
Oh, about Patterson. Yes, yeah. I put in a call to him. He's on his way from New York to Chicago, so I'll get him.
They seem rather pleased, Douglas, with that fact that we said we would go ahead.
Yeah.
They have, that gives them some hope, so if we can give them any help, then we
can
try.
I'll do everything I can.
Go ahead. I got your note on Peru. I sent a note to Bell asking for a recommendation.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, I mean, they're using our aid money just to buy gold. That's all that happens. But and of course, they always ask that question in Congress, and when that comes out, is it may not this year, but will next year, it just causes real trouble.
That's what they really are doing, I guess, aren't they?
Well, of course. Sure.
What will happen if Bell puts it on them right away?
I think that they'll quit buying gold, and they'll say, what's this all about? We'll say, well, just balance payments position so strong, buying all this gold, you don't need any of this.
It's an insane system, isn't it, to have these dollars floating around which people can cash in for a very limited supply of gold, isn't it?
That's right. And then what they ought to, then they'll say, well, what will we do? And what I would, the best thing that could happen is if, without our suggesting it, if they got around to the idea of selling that 10 million back to us sometime this quarter, so it will not appear in the statistics that we published, then the Congress will never pick it up. That's the thing I would rather hope.
Yeah, well, let me talk.
That would only come sort of through the aid people. Just say we have a policy that if countries are this strong with balanced payments, we can't continue giving them soft loans.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get him.
All right.
With this invasion business.
What's that? What are your orders at?
That's your 11-1-1-14. It's 11-1-14. Now, here's the big difference.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Let me tell me again what you're talking. What is that? The executive order to provide state compliance on what?
Well, right now it's on highways, but it's a general order, and it would have effect with regard to, I guess, all federal agencies.
Now, is this the thing that's in our civil rights bill?
Yes, it is.
You mean that's the provision in our civil rights bill?
Well, it's in your civil rights bill, but you've got an executive order with regard to which the highway boards feel that they've got to enforce right now.
Yeah.
And that says the real the thing that's... hello.
What'd you say?
The thing that's going to really cause an explosion as far as Louisiana is concerned is this provision where the federal agency has undertaken to require that state agency be the police. In other words, as far as our highway director down there and the governor are concerned, this would require them to be another Bobby Kennedy.
You mean only one's enough?
well, from that point of view, they don't want that burden and you can't take it. And,
well, now, wait a minute. I'm going to get this fellow in here who's working on that. Wait just a second. Now, what would they like to do?
Well, their position is this. They've got in their contract on the federal highway right now, they've got this stipulation that this contractor shall not discriminate.
Yeah.
And that his subcontractor shall not discriminate.
Yeah.
And there's not much cause to worry about this anyway on their part, because these workers on the highways are 80% covered anyhow.
That's right.
And so...
Well, let me just, that's why I want to find out a little more about what their plans are around here. Wait just a second, then I'll get you some word on this. I'm getting the order, Russell. But tell me what they would like to do.
Now, here's the problem.
Wait just a second. Okay, now I got some background on it. Now, Russell, I'm here. They tell me that the provision which we've got in is that the Bureau of Public Roads has had an anti-discrimination provision in for 4 or 5 years before we came in here.
That's right.
So what is it they're worrying about?
Well, the change that this thing proposes to make, it expands upon the discrimination part, and they aren't concerned about that.
Right.
The change that they're concerned about is that your change would undertake. I mean, you've got several changes, but the one that upsets them is that you would undertake to make them be the Sherlock Holmes and make them be the Attorney General. And make them be the Fair Opportunity Boy.
Yeah.
And that from their point of view, that's something they can't do. They're just going to have to say, no, we just can't. If that's how it's got to be, even with $100 million, you just got to say no.
Yeah.
And now, their position is this. They don't care to make a lot of noise about it, but they feel that what you ought to do, if you want to do that, you enforce it. Now, whoever undertakes to do that, it's going to be mighty unpopular, but you've assumed that burden anyhow.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And so, but as far as they're concerned, they can't sign that, and they can't enforce that. In other words, you've got to enforce it.
Well, now, are they discriminating now?
No, there hadn't been a complaint filed.
Yeah.
I understand. There hadn't been, and probably won't be. But the point is that if they're to be told that they've got to go and
accept that, I understand. Okay.
And down violations of one thing or another.
Yeah, they don't want to be in that position.
They can't do it. Now, frankly, as far as this present impact is concerned, in Louisiana tomorrow, this fellow's got to advertise his ready.
Yeah.
And he can't advertise these lettings because the federal fellow down there said he's got to sign this thing that he's going to be the Sherlock Holmes and the Attorney General of the United States.
All right, let me go into it and then I'll be back to you.
The point being, Mr. President, that...
I understand. They don't want to get... I understand. Let me go into it and then I'll be back to you.
Fine. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Hello?
The speaker's going to talk to Mr. O'Donnell.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Oh, outside, please.
Thank you.
Qualified whites.
Yes, sir, in Philadelphia.
Well, I thought it was Tennessee. Where did it first come out of?
Philadelphia. I believe they were supposed to conduct a field hearing, go out to Philadelphia and look into the situation.
Yeah, well, I think somebody also ought to gather together some of the figures and show relatively how few Negroes hold high-level jobs in the government. Do they have any case of where Negroes were given preference?
I don't know. That's what they're supposed to investigate. I can check with John Macy and people at the post office, Mr. President.
Yeah, but I think we ought to sort of watch it because it could be mean if it got out of hand.
Yes, sir.
I think if we go to show, you know, what the discrimination problem is and what we're trying to do about it in a reasonable way and not let them pick on one or two cases of where some Negro got a job where he shouldn't have gotten it, this is really...
I think the first item on their schedule, they're supposed to conduct a field hearing in the Philadelphia situation, which, you know, Congressman Nick's been having a problem with Mr. Moore of NAACP up there.
Yeah.
And I think they're supposed to go up this, I believe it was originally scheduled for Thursday of this week to go up and have a field hearing into the Philadelphia situation.
Yeah.
But I'll check the story last night and then contact the people at the Post Office and the Civil Service Commission.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Fine, Mr. President. Fine.
that?
Well, of course, I'm the 14th. Well, there are three others.
Well, they tell me now that it may not be that wide a margin. So we just wanted to... I think that we're in good shape. We get that straightened out.
My problem is, that from my history, all I receive is letters saying please and that.
I know they want you to stamp pap, but I think when they see what's being done for them, corporation tax reductions and rate reductions, they're going to be so well pleased, so happy, and we're going to have a bill that we can get by. I just hate to get a bill out of there, which labor or somebody's going to charge as a rich man's bill and all the rest, and then we have a terrible time trying to deal with the problem and explain that it isn't. And we end up much worse off than we are when, in my opinion, we've got the best issue we could possibly have, and we've got the best means of ensuring that 1964 isn't a recession year. That's why I'm hanging on so tight.
I am absolutely on the fact that I need...